RN Drive, Jonathan Green with you. Now, the Victorian Country Fire Authority has apologised for training practices that expose staff and volunteers to potentially carcinogenic toxins at a training facility in Fiskville, Victoria. CFA Chief Mick Burke said the organisation deeply regretted practices that took place between 1971 and 1999. This saw waste and oils containing toxic chemicals burned as part of training for new firefighters. The author of an independent report, Professor Rob Joy, said today that the CFA should have realised that there were problems with the health of its staff in the late 1980s and that significant numbers of people who'd worked at Fiskville had developed serious cancers. He also said, and this is in the CFA's favour, that there was no evidence of a systemic cover-up on the part of the CFA. Joining you now is Ronnie Pope. Now, Ronnie's father was a volunteer trainer with the CFA, and she believes his death from cancer was caused by the chemicals that he handled and burned while working for the authority. Ronnie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Tell us about the type of volunteer work that your father did with the CFA.
My father was a volunteer with the CFA for 30 years. He lived and breathed CFA, same as my mother. He was just an ordinary volunteer, and then he became a captain, a deputy group officer, a group officer. He attained his national medal during those 30 years for service to the community. And he eventually became a trainer on the pad at Fiskville as a volunteer.
Now, tell us what that involved.
Well, I've never been to Fiskville, and other than what my father told us when he got home each time, it involved pouring of chemicals onto a sort of a cement dish, I suppose you could call it, and then the training of other volunteers in how to fight those, you would call them live fires or hot fires.
And those chemicals were donated. I mean, there's some... This is the issue, isn't it, that the provenance of them, we don't know, you know, necessarily precisely what they were or where they came from, or that the procedures there seem to be a little bit lax.
Well, the procedures seem to be very lax, and there seems to be a distinct lack of documentation, especially during the 70s. The 80s seemed to be a bit different, but... Yes, there was no way of telling where they came from, what they contained. I only know that my father would come home absolutely stinking. He would leave his car in the garage with the windows and the doors open because it was the family car. Mm. And, you know, we'd always complain about the stink that his clothes left in the laundry when Mum washed his clothes and in the car.
And for a volunteer trainer like your dad, this was a recurring exposure.
It was for Dad. He went most weekends through the 70s and early 80s, and he was very, very involved and still incredibly active in the CFA when he was diagnosed with cancer and died shortly after.
Now, how did he die? What sort of cancer?
He died of prostate cancer in 1991, so it's 20-odd years ago now. And he was only 63.
Now, prostate cancer is not an unusual occurrence for men of his age.
Absolutely.
Why are you so confident that it was linked to his work with the CFA?
Oh, I think confidence is the wrong word, Jonathan. I think that there's a lot more work to be done yet in a health impact study, etc. But I think, I firmly believe, along with my siblings, my mother, up until her death, believed that, you know, the chemicals that he breathed in, there was no breathing apparatus back in those days. Mm. You were given a pair of gardening gloves and a pair of you bought your own overalls. And so I think it will come to pass in the future that, you know, there's no way of proving it. There's absolutely no way of not proving it. And I believe it had some significant impact on his demise.
So how did you feel about the release of today's report?
I was surprised. I was actually a bit gobsmacked at how sad I was. I was angry, but I do accept the CFA's, Mick Burke's apology. I was very gladdened that my mum died exactly a year ago. I was very gladdened she wasn't alive to hear any of this. Very gladdened. She would have been devastated.
Because it stirs up so many memories, or because you think it's an unsatisfactory response?
No, because it would stir up so many memories. I mean, you know, unless you lived in their shoes, you really didn't understand how much they gave to the CFA.
Now, there is some talk about class actions. Does that prospect interest you?
Not at this stage, no. But
for that same reason of...
Never say never.
For that same reason of not wanting to relive?
Yes, not wanting to relive. What I want out of this is that it never, ever, ever happens to anybody else, regardless of whether you're a paid CFA employee or a volunteer. You know, their attitude to health and safety procedures were ad hoc. It was, you know, a bit like Dad's Army, really. Let's go and squirt some water on these flames and see what we can do. I never want that to happen to anybody else's loved one.
Ronnie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Ronnie Pope, whose father, Ron, was a volunteer trainer with the CFA in the 1970s and 80s, who died of cancer at the age of 61.